Yes, I agree with you. Libraries, communities, and the world are facing challenges, natural disasters and their aftermath, infringement on our privacy rights, reduced budgets, the loss of experienced knowledge workers through retirement, the difficulties in recruiting new members to our profession because of low salaries and a lack of recognition, the increasing presence of new technologies and the need to acquire the skills to grow with these technologies. New communities of users, from gamers to people of varying ethnic and linguistic backgrounds. The increasing gap between those who have access to information-rich resources and those who do not. The shocking number of adults in our country who wish to be literate in English, yet are not. But we as a profession will face these challenges, and we will survive and thrive. As an Indigenous person, I should not be here today. Like other Indigenous people, I know that to be alive is to welcome challenges. How we respond to these challenges determines our future. I joined ALA as a student. Now, 25 years later, I'm still in an LIS program. This time around, I have the privileged position to work with students. I rediscover what my profession means to me every day. I'm a frontline educator. My students teach me, and we include many working information professionals into our circle of learning. Each semester, we work together with practitioners and offer our services to small rural libraries and tribal school, college, and public community libraries. My life has become a group project, a big surprise for me considering how much I tried to avoid group projects as a student. I have been fortunate to have been elected to 2 terms as counselor at large and have served on a number of council committees, as well as committees and divisions, including ALSC, PLA, and RUSA. I've worked on a number of advisory groups of various ALA presidents, and in diversity efforts such as Spectrum and the Joint Conference of Librarians of Color, which will take place in Dallas this coming October. Like many of you, I support ALA's key action areas. For students, these are diversity, education and continuous learning, equity of access, intellectual freedom, and 21st century literacy. More than anything, I would like to direct ALA's energies to embrace the following issues, including all in the circle of literacy. 11 million adults, 1 in 20, are not literate in English language. Literacy is the first mission of the American Library. We need to direct our energies to reversing these statistics. Workplace wellness. The National Center for Health Statistics has recently announced that disease prevention is critical for individuals in their late 50s and early 60s. As many of our workers start to approach retirement age, we need to take care of ourselves and take care of each other. Supporting LIS education through practice. LIS education is all of our responsibility. Each of us can use our skills, knowledge, and attitudes to recruit and nurture the next generation of professionals and to help train and retool library workers to face new challenges. Join me, there is great work yet to be done, and nothing is impossible. This I can guarantee you, I will work hard. I will include students and young professionals in this journey, and I can assure you, in the midst of challenges, we will use our voices to take a stand based on our principles, and we will celebrate community, collaboration, and culture.